There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
So we've all been out and about and encountered that person that just feels like everyone is there to delight them. It's all about their experience, and if everything is not meeting their every last whim, they're going to let the manager know. If the manager's not there, they want to talk to the regional, and then the vice president, and then maybe the president of the company.
Never enough.
And then not them, the shareholders.
Yes, I want to individually speak to every shareholder.
And then after that, they go to the public, where they have taken to Yelp to write these poorly written, scathing reviews that are obviously going to topple these empires.
Well, the Cheesecake Factory, San Antonio, Texas, this one has 3.8 out of 5 stars, which I feel is pretty good for a Cheesecake Factory.
I'd say, if you were thinking a Cheesecake Factory, 3 stars is probably where the baseline is.
Like, 'cause Cheesecake Factory does literally everything, but nothing very well.
Yeah. If it was BJ's and they had a Pizookie, everybody would rave about that. But Cheesecake Factory, little bit of everything for everybody.
If Cheesecake Factory just did cheesecake better than anyone else, that'd be great. It's BJ's did, well, you get what I'm saying. The point is that Cheesecake Factory does everything. Just
oh, I've
nothing,
got a
Pizookie
really. At BJ's before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I loved it. It was hot, steamy.
Diana G, though, had a great experience. At 5 out of 5 stars, I presented my daughter with a new car in the valet. Team was amazing to help out with this wonderful surprise.
Wait, this Cheesecake Factory has a valet?
In San Antonio?
That's why it has 3.8 stars. Fancy.
Marjorie said 5 out of 5 stars. My go-to meal is the Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp. The flavors all come together, and it is heaven. Cheesecake is also great.
All right.
Karen O. did not have a great experience, said 1 out of 5 stars. Tonight's service was baloney. Not actual baloney, but you know what I mean. If you don't, please don't read this review. You're useless. Anyway, our server said she was from New York, but she didn't know where she was living when she resided for 5 years in New York. How do you not remember your address? Do you not remember your neighborhood? Do you remember anything? What's your mom's name? Don't you even say mom. Just be real, woman. No one likes a fake person. Then she had the nerve to ask me if I wanted whipped cream and then charged us $1 more. Shaking my head at the cheesecake bitch.
Wait, hold on. So you're just angry that this lady was probably too busy to have a conversation with you? So she just pretended she didn't know where she was living in New York?
Or maybe she didn't want to give you, like, her
personal
address
information
in New York.
Like, right. Yeah. Also, they charge you extra for whatever you ask for things.
You're mad because you're paying for what you asked for, Karen.
Dumb. Karen, you're
so
dumb.
So the next Karen comes to us.
That was
from,
Karen with 2 R's, right?
Karen.
No, this is the Karen with 2
Who,
R's.
Like, okay. Also, somebody should slap her mama.
Yeah. K-A-R-R-E-N.
Karen.
Yeah. This is Polito's Pizza in La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's got 4 out of 5 stars.
Is that when La Crosse started?
I don't know. Ian, can you confirm that La Crosse started in La Crosse, Wisconsin?
No, but the Mothman lives in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. The Mothman and his prophecies.
Yes. The Buick La Crosse, inspired by
La Crosse, Wisconsin, yes. And the sport of La Crosse.
That should be the U.S. capital at this point. Really should.
Susan, you said 5 out of 5 stars. Pizza by the slice, and I mean giant slice, the best spot in town for after bar eats. Also features some pretty comedic people watching. Drunk people are funny without trying.
I like it.
Kathy D said 5 out of 5. This place is great. Fast, cheap, tasted good. Only 3 employees working on a Friday, but they were awesome. Hell place good. Was slammed. Karen W. said 1 out of 5 stars. This review is strictly about the horn dog teens in the back making pizza with their little pizza faces. They will try to hit on any males left alone in there for 5 seconds. My husband came and told me how unpleasant and awkward it was as soon as he walked out. He's not shy and rarely gets uncomfortable. Management really needs to do some quality control for real. Maybe they don't know about online dating, but it's available. If they're tired of dating the same locals and their cousins, stay off my husband, you pepperoni pizza bitches. Okay, so first off, there is no way that your husband walked in and got upset by the horn dog teens hitting on
Karan,
him at the pizza place.
Karan, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I was assaulted. They asked if I wanted sausage on my pizza.
And then they asked if I could have some sausage as well for them.
Never
chance.
In a million
years. Not a single chance that some guy walked into a pizza place. He's like, yeah, these young, attractive women are hitting on me. Ugh, I'm so upset.
I feel like they were men. I don't really see too many pizza ladies.
Oh, that's a decent amount. Ian's our
a whole slew of pizza ladies in the
pizza
back.
Pizza ladies, yes, they bring in the customers definitely, especially late night bar pizza. Like
interesting.
This.
Yep.
It's a hiring ploy.
You know what? Shout out to this lady owned business apparently, because if a whole lady pizza place is existing, good for them.
Round things out today with the Amazon Basics Vacuum Seal System in black from Amazon. It's got almost 1,800 reviews, 4 out of 5 stars. She-Wolf said 5 out of 5, my old sealer died and needed a new one before the garden started coming back in. My kids got me a gift card for Amazon, so I looked it up. I bought this one. Absolutely love it. Bull said 5 out of 5 stars. Bought a half bushel of green peanuts, sealed the bulk of them in 4 bags using this vacuum seal system. It worked like a charm.
Of course a guy named Bull is buying a bushel of peanuts.
Of course he
is. Of course he is.
It's a bull bushel. Darren said 1 out of 5 stars. I got very excited to receive this vacuum sealer, but upon first use, that excitement quickly faded. I was only able to get 1 package of ground rabbit seed vacuum sealed, and then it took about 30 minutes to do it. The locking tabs on the side of the machine didn't even work. Ugh. But then somehow I was able to force it closed with a significant amount of force because I'm strong.
Oh, no.
This was only achieved 1 time, though, and then the machine became useless. I sent the item back the next day. I wouldn't recommend it at all. Spend the extra money on something that will actually work, because guess what? This thing sucks.
What?
You ever think about you maybe broke it when you forced it in, Darren?
You're strong, bro. Super strong.